This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mabolade was at the White House today to celebrate the 2024 Summer Olympic and Paralympic athletes. Speaking before the event, Mabolade said that he was glad to represent the Olympic City USA and to watch some of his constituents celebrate their accomplishments.
40% of the athletes that have competed in Paris Games have either trained or lived in Colorado Springs.
Mabolade added that an event like today's can also be a unifying moment in politically divisive times, one that highlights unity and camaraderie by celebrating Team USA. Crews are working National Forest System land east of Vail, cutting down vegetation and reducing fuels, like downed trees and underbrush, which can boost wildfires. They're working on 22 acres of shrubs and aspen around the Booth Creek trailhead, as well as 4 acres of timber around East Bighorn Creek. Kat Gray is a fuels planner with the National Forest Service. She says because of a new agreement, a Vail crew is working on Forest Service land.
We're definitely ramping up our fuels treatment, especially here around Vail.
Vegetation will be selectively cut with chainsaws and piled for winter burning. It's a big job, and you can find all the details on CPR.org. Travelers at Denver International Airport will encounter evening train disruptions this week. Trains will only run between concourses A, B, and C from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. There will be no train service between the terminal and Concourse A. That means the TSA checkpoint on the bridge on Concourse A will be the only open security screening at those times. The shutdown is for preventative track maintenance. This is CPR News and KRCC.